We are Free Radio. On the phone, Ollie Murs.
Morning.
Hello to you. Right, Ollie, first of all, can I just say, the other day, you and Niall from One Direction on Celebrity Gogglebox. Amazing.
Yes. Ah, well, that's very kind. You know, it was for an amazing, you know, cause, and we really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
It looked like you were having fun. It's proper best friend goals, I think.
Yeah, no, we had a right. It was such a laugh because obviously, you know, when you film something like Gogglebox, you just kind of forget where you are. So we just started watching TV, and then, you know, all this sort of stuff came flooding out. You kind of forget, really, that the cameras are there watching you. So that was it was fantastic to do. It was great fun.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the show, isn't it, I suppose? It gets people in their natural environment. Was it your sofa or Niall's sofa?
No, it was my flat, yeah. My apartment, yeah. So it was all a bit, it was a bit strange having the crew, you know, and all this, you know, these cameras in there. Yeah. You know, it was great, though. It was good. And like I say, me and Niall had a great catch-up. And, you know, me and Niall don't get to see each other as much as we'd like. So it was nice to catch up and do Gogglebox. Like I say, we did it for an amazing, obviously, cause, and it did fantastic. So,
do the two of you hang out a lot? I mean, obviously, you've got very busy schedules, either of you. But it looked like you genuinely really get on when you're together.
Oh, me and Niall get on great, yeah. We've known each other now. God, you know, we've known each other since, 2010, yeah. So it's been a good 6 or 7 years, and you know, every time we do get a chance to catch up or go out or do something, it's always, you know, we always have a laugh and a great time, and you know, we just get on.
I've read that you've both been out on the town and stuff together. He's done a bit of wingmanning for you, hasn't he, and vice versa.
Yeah, I feel a bit vice versa, yeah, but yeah. I mean, you know, I think Niall is, you know, he's obviously, you know, he's a good looking lad, so we bounce off each other quite well when we go out.
Marvellous. Now, you're rubbish at being single. We know this from the past. So this new album, is it full of complaining and moaning about being single again? Or what can we expect from 24 Hours?
No, the album's definitely not like that. I mean, you know, I think it's obviously touches on the heartbreak, obviously a breakup of my ex last year a little bit. But I think it's more of the moving on process, you know, being single now, enjoying life and just moving on. So I think it's got a bit of everything on it. I'm super, super excited, and you know, I think it's the best album that I've done. And I know it's easy to say that because it's obviously my fifth album, but I genuinely really love it from start to finish. I just can't wait to sing it and for people to hear it.
So far, it's sounding quite eclectic. The first two singles, Kiss Me, You Don't Know Love, you kind of lulled us into this sort of amazing pop kind of area. But this new one, Grow Up, it's kind of got a rocky edge to it.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to. I've always tried to do different songs and different singles. I don't like to kind of keep the same vibe. I mean, obviously, Kiss Me from last year was like this kind of 80s electronic vibe, and that we transcended that into You Don't Know Love, which was really great. But obviously, the album's got, I mean, I'm a pop artist, so I try and sort of dip into different ideas and on genres. And obviously, Grow Up, the new single, is kind of like a really nice acoustic sort of vibe song, but it has, yeah, like you say, it's got a little bit of an edge to it as well, which is great. And I'm super, like I say, the reaction of that song has been fantastic as well. So yeah, I'm it's great.
It's a great song. It's a good breakup song, especially if things haven't quite gone well. Like if it's not a mutual arrangement to split up and she's gone off and annoyed you, it's quite good if you're in that situation, or if you're at your ex, whether it's a girl or a boy.
I agree. You just got to grow up. You know, you just got, you know, we can fix it if you grow up a little bit. So maybe, you know, that's why I think people might be able to relate to it. And but yeah, it's, I'm sure if everyone's listening, you know, I'm sure they can put their hands up and say there has been a few people in their life that, you know, that need to grow up. So, yeah.
And if there aren't, it's probably you.
It's probably me, yeah.
Or whoever. It's like if you don't know someone in your life that you think, oh, grow up, they're probably thinking it about you, is what I mean.
They're probably going, yeah, Ollie needs to grow up. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you got the album, 24 Hours, that's out on the 11th of November. Then you've got a tour next year, which will be in Birmingham on the 24th of March, which is the day before my mum's birthday, so she'll be delighted with the tickets.
I'm doing 3 nights at Birmingham, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be doing the 23rd, the 24th and the 25th.
Oh, of course, yeah, it grew, didn't it? You announced one date and then all of a sudden they sold out. So you had to go, right, we'll do the two either side.
My tours are growing, not a shower. No, we've got we've got 3 nights in Birmingham, which is going to be awesome. And obviously, every year we do a tour in year, or we get on the road and do an album. It's it really is fantastic, Birmingham, for a place for a gig. I mean, it really is. So it's going to be very exciting in March. Can't wait.
So we're going to get a taster of what you're doing on your tour at our big gig, Free Radio Live 2016, and you're back.
Yes, I know. I'm back. I can't wait. 26th of November. It's going to be, again, a fantastic night. I love doing the radio live events. You know, it's always fantastic. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And obviously, a lot of great acts there as well on the day. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I was talking to Little Mix about this, who are also going to be there on the night. They kind of like doing their own tours. But also these ones, you get to see your showbiz chums all together. Because you don't get together that often because you're so busy. At least
you get to have a good catch up and see each other backstage and how you've been. Like I say, it's always brilliant, and I know obviously you've got some great acts on the bill already, so it's going to be it's going to be fantastic. What a great night of music's going to be.
We've got some awesome acts. We've got Little Mix, as I said, Busted were announced. We've got you, Dua Lipa, Sigala, Clean Bandit, Callum Scott. Out of all of those so far, who are you going to be sneaking your head around the corner of the curtain to watch their performance?
You know what? I really want to see Dua Lipa, actually. I really rate her. She's amazing. I really like her style and her vibe. So, yeah.
Yeah, same.
I'll be having a little cheeky look around the curtain to see what she's getting up to.
All right, Ollie, look forward to hearing the album on the 11th of November, and we'll see you a couple of weeks later at Free Radio Live. Cheers, fella.
Defo, top man. See you soon.